感谢神的带领，能够在园林一同来崇拜。
Thank God for His guidance. We can worship together here at Garden Grove.
人生啊，就是见一次少一次。
Life is about meeting one more time, and that's one less time.
那也就是说，后头的次数就慢慢的减少。
Which means the future meets will continue to decrease.
所以时日很宝贵啊，光阴一定要把握。
That's why time is very precious.And is to be redeemed.
我们得在有精神力量的日子来多服侍神，来造就人。
While we still have the strength and might, we need to serve God and also men.
我们今天查考的题目就说三个帐篷的联想或者跟他的属灵教训是什么。
Today we will be studying the spiritual teaching of the three tents.
当然，帐篷在这个三代游牧族长时代是跟搭帐篷或者他们筑起祭坛来过的这种逐水草而居的生活有关的。
Of course, the building of the tents is something that is very much related to the time of the patriarch.
因为他们得从一个地方移到另一个地方，赶着有水井或者活水泉。或跟草地来牧养他们的羊群。
As nomads, they have to move from one place to another, looking for water, for their livestock.
所以帐篷就变成他们的居住，他们身家所依归的地方。
Therefore, tents have become the place a dwelling for them.
那另外帐篷呢，到了这种，神命令这摩西要神人相遇的地方，就需要有这种会幕。
Later on, during the time of Moses, the tents have become a place for God to meet men, and it is called the tabernacle.
那会幕其实也是帐篷。
Actually, so tabernacle is a type of tent.
在旷野时代，就他们行进当中，这个他们所带的这个会幕是可以拆、可以除，而可以立起来的，移动性的。
During the journey of the wilderness, they had brought along this tabernacle.Which actually can be moved and it can be taken apart and rebuilt.
所以称为叫 port 啊，叫 port 啊，就是可以 pottery 或者可以 port 这个运输的 sanctuary.
So it is considered a sanctuary
portable,
that is portable.
所以说这个是跟崇拜有关系。
This is something that is related to worship.
那我们在这个撒母耳记上第一章就可以看到Shiloh 这个地方。有所谓的这个神要跟人来见面的这个会幕。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we see this place called Shiloh, where God would meet his people in the tabernacle.
那除了上述两种以外，我们今天要查考的是在遍帽山上也有搭的三个帐篷。
Other than these two types of tent we have just mentioned, we will be studying the tents in the Mount of Transfiguration.
它的本质跟游牧族长时代和他们在过家居生活的这个家庭的这个会幕或者家，就是说帐篷是一样的。
Its essence is the same as that of the times of the nomads and also of the time of the wilderness when it's a dwelling place.
但是遍帽山上的帐篷
，but the The tabernacles in the Mount of Transfiguration.
就是彼得、雅各、约翰他们三个人看到主耶稣变貌，变成恢复他真体，就是属灵真体之后所发出的语言。
It is something that was said after Peter, James, and John had seen Jesus transfigured.
那我们要是看圣经，约翰福音，不是这个路加福音第九章。
If we refer to Luke chapter 9,
从28节到36节。
From verse 28 to 36,
这成为很著名的主耶稣，在这山上变成他的原来的从天上来的属灵的真相。
This is where Jesus had changed back to his original form, heavenly form, in the mount.
而且在异象中，他们所处的这个山顶或山上这儿，就变成一个属灵的境地。
Also in this vision.Where they were had become a sacred place.
那在异象中，古兽的伟人，一个代表律法，一个代表先知的两个人出现了。
And there were two prophets of the old who came together with them.
就摩西跟以利亚。
They were Moses and Elijah.
那他们所要给主耶稣的信息，就是主耶稣要在耶路撒冷要离开这个世界的事。
What they were telling Jesus is the matter regarding how Jesus would depart from this world in Jerusalem.
也就是说，主耶稣要进入那主神给他必然的这条道路，就是钉十字架的路。
In other words, Jesus had to walk on the way to the cross.
这在约翰福音称为得荣耀。
And in John, it's considered being glorified.
意思就是说受死、复活、升天这一连串的神圣事件。
That is, Jesus had to die and he had to resurrect and this whole series of incidents.
从肉身主与门徒的师徒关系，他是要离开他们。
As far as the relationship with his disciples, he were to depart from them.
从主耶稣道成肉身，生活在地面上传福音、行神迹奇事而言，他也得离开这世界。
Also, as far as his role in this world, preaching the gospel and performing miracles, he had to depart from the world.
因为他要进入父神的荣耀。
Because he had to enter into the glory of the Father.
他的名就成为万人救主的名。
And his name shall be the name of salvation to all.
就是他上去以后，他可以降下他自己的灵，就圣灵。
After he ascended into heaven, he would send down his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit.
可以展开神国的规模。
And it would actually begin the structure of the heavenly kingdom.
把福音从犹太地到了撒玛利亚地，到了叙利亚，到土耳其等等的地方。
And that the gospel would be spread from Jerusalem to all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以主耶稣的离开世界，就是他受死、复活、升天，跟以后神国的建立有密切的关系的。
So this actually has a very intimate relationship with his dying, his resurrecting, and ascending to heaven.
那当主耶稣在这个遍茂山的境地里头。
When Jesus was on the mount,
在旁边的门徒,
the disciples next to him
当然会参与这个属灵就是异象的事件,
would be part of seeing the vision.
他们可以目睹到这个异象里头的所有的风景。
They could see everything that happened in this vision.
甚至可以听到语言。
They were able to even hear.
那这时候天父出了声音了。
Here, now the Father actually spoke.
是我的儿子，或是我的爱子，我所拣选的。
He said, "This is my son, whom I have chosen."
那让我们想起天父从天上，这门天门打开，他发出声音来赞许悦纳主耶稣的这个情景。
This reminded us how the Father opened the heaven to speak that this is his son in whom he's well pleased.
第一个在这约旦河的洗礼场上头。
This happened, first of all, at the River Jordan.
那主耶稣就展开他弥赛亚的位份跟使命了。
And that's the time Jesus began his role as the Messiah.
那这一次在遍茂山上。
Now, on the Mount of Transfiguration.
天父照样的出声说，这是我的儿子，我的爱子，我所拣选的。
The Father once again said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I have chosen."
你们得听他。
You must hear him.
因为主耶稣的教训是有关属灵的，给生命的。
Because the teaching of Jesus Christ is alive and it gives life.
而且呢，有关神国建立一切所必须的具备的这种条件。
It has all the requirements for building the heavenly kingdom.
所以门徒们要听主的声音。
So the disciples must hear him.
那另外一次天父出声音。
Another time when the Father spoke.
记载在约翰福音十二章二三节那儿。
It's recorded in John chapter 12, verse 23.
就打开声音说,
At that time, the Heavenly Father said,
我要荣耀,
I must glory you.
荣耀自己, 更要荣耀神的儿子。
I must glory myself and the Son of God.
因为主耶稣这个时候要以一粒麦子的精神来牺牲, 来埋在地里头。
Because this is the time when Jesus would be like a piece of wheat. That would be buried in the ground.
然后可以结出很多籽粒来。
So that it can yield forth many more seeds.
同时在十二章三十二节也说。
Also in chapter 12, verse 32,
主耶稣从地上被举起来的时候。
Jesus, when he is being lifted from the ground.
要吸引万人来归附他。
Shall draw all to him.
那这从地面上举起来意思有两重的含义。
There are two levels of meanings to being lifted off the ground.
第一个就是说他当被钉在十字架的时候从钉把他从地上举起。
The first is when he was being crucified on the cross, he was lifted off the ground.
但是更有主耶稣啊复活后的升天。
But moreover, he would be resurrected.
那圣经称为高举进入父神的荣耀。
The Bible calls it he was being lifted up high into the glory of the Father. It was exaltation into the glory.
主耶稣的高举成为人类万民的救主。
That is, he has become the savior for all.
所以十字架这个事件。
So, the incident of the cross
关系着全人类的福祉跟得救的问题。
Deals with the salvation of all mankind.
所以今天我们有幸也得到这个神的恩典跟他的真理。
Today we are very blessed to have His grace and His truth.
那在这遍茂山也呈现了一个非常美好，好像织锦绣的这样的一个图面。
Also, on the Mount of Transfiguration, there is such a beautiful picture.
也把人带到乐园般的这样的和祥、安宁跟福祉。
It brought a man into what seemed like the Garden of Eden, where there's peace.
就流连忘返。
It makes men remember the past.
不想回到这个山底下的城市。
And not wanting to enter back into the world below the mountain.
所以彼得他就不自觉地说出。
So Peter said,
说主啊，我们在这儿真好。
It is wonderful for us to be here.
我们在这搭三个帐篷，一座为你，一座为摩西，另外一个为以利亚。
Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
那是把这个美好良辰美景就留住在这山头上头。
The purpose of that is to keep this beautiful scenery before them.
他不自觉他在说什么。
And he didn't know that what he said.
那这个时候呢，我们可以看到异象也会有截止，就讲终止的时候的。
So when we look at vision, we will still come to the end of it.
那主耶稣就自己的，就是只见耶稣一人在那儿。
And at some point, they only saw Jesus.
刚才异象的景象已经消失了。
Which means that the vision they saw earlier had already disappeared.
古代的这伟大的信仰人物也不见了。
The saints of the past had also disappeared.
还是回到现实世界来。
They had returned back to the current time.
还是有未尽的责任、未尽的使命要来去执行、贯彻到底的。
There are also unfulfilled responsibility and role that they must carry out.
当然，我们从遍茂山这一段的记事里头。
Of course, from the incident on the Mount of Transfiguration.
一方面，我们学习到我们在这属肉的世界之外，还有一个灵界。
On one hand, we have learned that other than this physical world, there is a spiritual realm.
那主耶稣他就用说以现身说法的把这个灵界，以后我们要去的这个属灵。美好的世界献给我们。
Jesus had shown us this spiritual world that we will enter one day.
何况主耶稣他本身从天上来。
Much less to say that Jesus came from this place to begin with.
他具有神性跟人性。
He has the character of God and of man.
以人子的这个观点来看。
As the son of man.
他是拿撒勒人。
He is a Nazarite.
他是门徒们的师父。
He is a Master of his disciples.
他周旋在人间社会里头。
He walked among the people.
他分担着有这肉身的软弱。
He had physical weakness.
像这个饥饿啦，干渴啦。
Just like hunger and thirst.
或者是疲倦啦。
Or tiredness.
但是主耶稣又有神性。
But he also had the essence of God.
因为他具有从天上来的这个权柄跟能力的。
Because he has the authority and might. From heaven.
而且在约翰福音里头一直在强调他是天父所差遣的受差者。
In John, it keeps emphasizing that he is the messenger sent by God.
那在这地面上他执行神的创造跟救赎的工作，所以他是做工者。
And that on earth he was executing the work of the creation and of salvation.
那就好像刚才以利亚跟摩西跟主说的，他要在耶路撒冷要离开这个世界的事。
Just like how Moses and Elijah told Jesus he would depart from Jerusalem.
所以他要成为回归者，回归到天父的荣耀里头。
And he shall be a returner to return back to the Heavenly Father.
那这一段的奥秘其实在腓立比书二章说得很清楚了。
This mystery was explained clearly in Philippians chapter 2.
请看腓立比书的第二章六节到第十一节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11.
前面一段描写主耶稣采取这奴仆这仆这个仆人的样式。
The earlier part mentioned how Jesus took the form of a servant.
他不强夺神的荣耀。
He did not steal the glory of God.
反倒他虚己。
Rather, he lowered himself.
卑微，存心顺服。
And he humbled himself to humiliate and submit fully.
成全天父的旨意。
In order to fulfill the will of God.
他死在十架上头。
And die on the cross.
这是人生的第一个阶段。
This is the first part of life.
所以人要升高以前。
Before we are lifted.
一定要倒空，一定要虚己。
We must empty ourselves out.
而且呢，顺服天父的旨意。
And to submit to the will of God.
那假定完成这人生他的本分跟他职责的话。
Once we have fulfilled our responsibility and role.
那么照着神国的属灵原则。
Then according to the principle of the heavenly kingdom.
在前呢要在后。
The first shall be last.
在后的在前。
The last shall be first.
那你在卑微的就会升高。
The humble shall be lifted.
那些傲慢自高的要被贬低。
The proud shall be abased.
所以这是神国的原则。
This is the principle of the heavenly
kingdom. 主耶稣也符合这个，他在为人方面的卑微、倒空、虚己，然后能够顺服天父的旨意。
And this is also how Jesus lived his life to empty himself.
所以才有第二段的，请看九节到十一节。
Then there is a second part, which is from verse 9 to 11.
所以神将主耶稣升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。第十节
，10，
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，莫不屈膝。十一节
，11，
莫不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这就是主耶稣的升高高举。
This is the exaltation of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的名超乎万名。
His name is above all names.
那人都要叫屈膝跪拜，这个口头和心里要赞美。
And those on earth shall bow down to his name and praise from the heart.
因为这是万世以来，或者就是说今世以后永远的救主。
Because this is the savior of all times.
那这个过程。
This is the process.
也就好像我们人生要从低到高。
This is just like how we must come from.
从卑微到这个高贵。
From being humble and elevated.
会提升那些谦卑的。倒空的虚己的人们的
and the Lord will elevate those who have emptied themselves
会给这将来天国的荣耀跟赏赐
he will give them the reward of the heavenly kingdom
那我们可以看到遍帽山其实跟刚才说的约翰福音十二章二三节以下的耶稣得荣耀也切切相关
we can see that the transfiguration has a very close relationship to what we mentioned in John chapter 12
但是除了那思考神的救赎经论以外
But other than thinking or reflecting on the word of God,
我们得来思虑一下为什么帐篷会突出成为一个很重要的形象呢
We must also think about why is it that the tents are this significant.
当彼得不自觉地说我们来搭三个帐篷
When Peter unknowingly said, let's build three tabernacles.
来留住这美好的这良辰美景
In order to keep this wonderful scenery.
但是属灵的不能跟属肉的属世的来相搭配。
The spiritual cannot be with the physical.
那意象呢不能变成事实在这现今所说的所碰到的这人事物。
The vision cannot become a reality of the people and things of this world.
因为这是神所显现的要彰显以后神的作为的。
Because it is being shown by God to let us see into the future.
好像动画一样。
It is just like a motion, picture motion.
古时候神常常把几件重要的这个传达他旨意的媒介给他的先知异人们。
These old saints had proclaimed the message unto the Lord Jesus.
就说对先知异人来领受神的旨意有几种方法。
And for the prophets to receive the word of God, there are several methods.
一个就是像摩西跟神面对面的。
One is like what happened between Moses and God.
在四十昼夜在西乃山上头。
So face to face, Moses was on the Mount Sinai for 40 days.
这种例子是就是空前绝后的。
But this is actually something that never happened before or after.
那第二种呢，神用声音，就是用他的话语，他的神谕的语言，那向先知异人来昭示。
The second method is that God would speak his voice to his servants.
啊，第三个用异象。
The third is through vision.
啊，异象超越这个时间空间。
Visions transcend time and space.
在里头，在异象里头有他的这个事件，有他的这种活动的。
In the vision itself, there is also incidents and there is some motion.
有他的景物的。
There are visuals.
像以西结，他就自己参与到这异象的这种景物跟动作里头。
Like Ezekiel, he actually was part of the visuals.
啊，其他呢，大部分就是用属灵的眼光、眼睛来观看。
For the others, it's mostly that the person would see the vision.
来领受这个意象中的象征意义是什么。
And then they would learn the symbolism.
而且意象当中这个中心的信息是什么。
And what the central message of the vision is.
那这个在先知书里头我们可以看到的是比比皆是的。
We can see a lot of these in the book of the prophets.
那除了意象之外。
Other than visions.
神用这个征兆和兆头。
God also uses signs.
就好像譬如说基甸他要求羊毛他要湿那外头要干或第二天要干外头的地面要湿这样的兆头。
Just like how Gideon had asked God to make the skin wet or dry.
那神有时候也借着人的内心很强烈的因为在属灵当中在清心祷告的过程中会有很强烈的意念。
God also uses this feeling in our heart when we pray with the pure heart.
那这个叫做英文来说叫 inner promptings, 就是说有内在的这个涌现的神催促的声音。
This is called inner prompting, so we can actually feel a very strong feeling inside.
那我们祷告常有这样神特别给我们的这样的激励的。
When we pray, we may feel this often.
有时候我们在查考圣经。
Sometimes when we study the Bible,
我们贯穿的古代以色列这种宗教的历史
we have studied through the history of the Israelites.
不管律法传统、先知传统和智慧传统
whether it is through the tradition of the prophets or the laws or wisdom,
这个把我们带到新约来
we have been brought into the New Testament.
那因为我们长期的含有在神的话语，在查考，在默想
because we have immersed in the word of God and has reflected.
所以我们对神话语的领略的领悟会非常敏锐的。
We become very sensitive to the word of God.
而且能够明白神究竟要说什么。
We also understand what it is that God tries to tell us.
他的上下文是什么。
What is the preface and what happens after?
他的信息是什么。
And what is his message?
那所以这些都是神要让我们知道在另外一个世界甚至可以诉诸于到我们人世间来的跟神交通的必有的现象。
This is telling us the things that must happen maybe in the future or in the relationship between God and man.
那这个三个帐篷。
These three tabernacles.
彼得竟然要把属这个物质的要留住那个会消失的意象。
Peter actually wanted this vision that would disappear to stay within this physical realm.
这不可能。
This is impossible.
因为将来这意象世界所呈现的那美好的天国或者属灵的境界在我们身后才可以察觉到或可以参与到的。
Because the heavenly kingdom or this wonderful spiritual realm in the future can only be experienced in its time.
或者在我们就超越这个世界在我们超越这个物质到了心灵属灵境界才可以看到的。
Or unless we are able to transcend this physical world, we would not be able to really live in this spiritual realm.
属灵的人。
This is what the spiritual man
属灵的透视力
with spiritual eyesight perception
或者是跟属灵的参与神那边的事件跟他的旨意
or with a spiritual involvement and without these they will not be able to participate
因此呢我们现在就要从彼得所说的三个帐篷的帐篷这个字眼在圣经里头有什么特别的经意
so we now will look at the tabernacles that areBuilt by Peter to see how it is explained in other places in the Bible.
因为主耶稣或者圣经作者也要我们在观赏在领略这个意象中要知道 为什么这个帐篷这么重要
Because Jesus and other writers of the Bible wants us to understand the importance of this tabernacle.
因为这整个世界会过去。
This world shall come to pass.
那人假定把他所居住的地方跟他的环境来思考一下。
If men think about their dwelling place or their environment,
啊，这意思是说我们的确人生好像寄居的。
It is indeed that men are like a pilgrims.
有人把人生啊比喻这几个形象。
Some people liken life to this.
一个好像是过路的啊，就是过夜的这旅客啊，就是客栈里头的旅人呐、啊。
One is like a traveler who's only passing by.
啊，第二天、第三天就来离开他所暂时居住的这旅站了。
Then the second or the third day, this travel passerby would have to leave.
那么圣经像约伯记也描写人生。
In the book of Job, the Bible also describes about life.
好像快船，一泻千里而下的这个船只。
As if it is a ship that dives down a very long distance.
那有人又把人生
and some also liken life
描写为朝露早晨的露珠
to the morning dews.
或者说我们在荒野可以看到的这个蓬草 tumbleweed 这蓬草
or the tumbleweeds in the wilderness.
这都是在写实的
and this is the writing of poems.
但是呢，在圣经里头的帐篷
but in the Bible.As for tabernacles,
除了有现世的意义
there are meanings that are there are its meaning.
啊，而且有它的宗教的意义
It also has its religious meaning.
那我们以宗教信仰的人来看这两重的意义
for those of us with religious faith, we look at both meanings.
那可以关照神、人、我们这地上跟天上的境界的分别在哪儿了。
We can actually examine and see the difference of God, man, and what is in heaven.
保罗他曾经说了
Paul said.
彼得也曾经这么说了
Peter also once said.
那这两节圣经让我们先来看一下
Let's refer these two verses first.
我们来看哥林多的后书第五章
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这里提到从第一节开始
From verse 1, it starts.
哥林多后书五章的一节说：“我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，还有另外一个不是人手所造的，天上永存的房屋。”
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God.
那他第二节就是描写人生的事实。
And verse 2 explains the reality of life.
就说人生充满了一连串的劳苦愁烦担重担，好像诗篇九十篇所说的。
That is, this life is filled with worries and burdens, just like what is mentioned in Psalm 90.
或者是像罗马书八章里头所说的三个叹息里头的一个叹息。
Or just like what's mentioned in Romans chapter 8, there are three sides and one of them.
大地在叹息。
And that is the side of the earth.
因为充满了荆棘、棘藜，充满了污染。
Because it is filled with thorns and filth.
而且被罪恶是累累的重担在压住着的。
It's being it's being a burden by a sin.
也等到要得赎的日子，重新这更新的日子。
Until the day of redemption, when it will receive regeneration.
那你今天可以从污染的大地跟这被破坏的这种生机的世界了，你可以看得出来的。
We can see that from the world today, which is very filthy and it's being destroyed in many sense.
难道这个大地、这个母亲她不叹息吗？
Do we not think that the mother earth sighs?
那另外一个叹息就是神的众子、神的儿女。
Another side is of the sons of God.
因为他们虽然寄望在天上，
even though their hope is in heaven,
就像我们一样的有将来的盼望，
just like how we have this hope of the future.
可是在今日这个世界上头，我们很多的重担，
there are still burdens in this lifetime.
很多的累赘，
there are many sins.
很多的重担。
There are many burdens.
虽然有这个天上寄望，可是我们在地面上充满了叹息。
With hope in heaven, we still have sigh in this world.
所以我们就希望得赎的日子赶快到。
That's why we hope for the day of salvation to come fast.
那第三个叹息。
The third sigh.
圣灵的叹息。
Is
the Holy Spirit.
The sigh of the Holy Spirit.
因为他有说不出的叹息，为我们的来代求、来祈祷。
Because with with groanings and pray for us.
因为我看到我们的不争气，我们的信心的不足。
It sees the insufficiency in our faith.
就好像父母望子成龙那种心情，非常望，就非常盼望至切的说，赶快长进，赶快给他长大。
Just like how parents wish for the children to do their very best and to be mature.
有时候人会让圣灵担忧。
Sometimes we worry the Holy Spirit.
有时候会消灭圣灵的感动。
Or we quench the movement of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也是在叹息。
And this is the time when the Holy Spirit sighs.
但是有时候我们达到跟圣灵非常密切、密笃的境地的时候。
But there are times when we become very close with the Holy Spirit.
我们就会像哥林多后书十二章比那个保罗在第三层天所享受的美好的境界一样。
It would be like Paul, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, how he experienced the third heaven.
因为他说有好的无比的乐园的语言、隐藏的语言跟美好的景。
He explained that there is a scenery beyond words.And also words that cannot be spoken.
所以我们用第二种的神的种子的叹息来看这一段的圣经。
So we use the second side to look at this.
我们在这帐篷上叹息劳苦。
We groan in this habitation.
因为我们的确有现世的这个我们所单看到的这个世界的一切劳苦担重担的事。
Because we see all the toils and burdens of this world.
所以保罗的心愿就是说离开这个身体离开这个世界跟主永远的同住。
Therefore, it was Paul's desire to leave this world and to be with the Lord forever.
因为他的生命观跟他的人生价值在那永恒的看不见的。
Because his perspective and value of life is about the eternal one, where it cannot be seen.
这个是不会朽坏的，这个帐篷，天上永存的房屋。
And it cannot be destroyed, but is eternal.
所以我们再看彼得的后书。
Let's also turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的，请看第十三节。
Let's refer to 13, verse 13.
彼得后书一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
跟保罗一样，彼得也察觉到人生好像住帐篷。
Like Paul, Peter also realized that this life is like living in a tent.
而且以他的年纪来说
，for his age，
他知道他要这个离开他所住的帐篷，就是这个肉身的日子快到了。
He knew it was about time for him to leave his tent, which is his body.
所以他就说，我要尽心竭力的把主耶稣，就好像当年在变貌山所看到的情景。
So he said he had to try his best, just like what happened at the Mount of Transfiguration.
把那种天上的威荣、天上美好景、美好的良辰美景，跟这种存着活泼盼望的，要给后代的人来知道。
To describe what happened there that is glorious, and also this living hope shall be passed down to the future generation.
所以十六节以下的确在回顾他当初跟他另外的两个同伴在变貌山上所看的景色。
From verse 12 and on, you can see that he was recounting what happened at the mount.
所以这个给我们一个很大的启示了。
This gives us a great revelation.
我们会像保罗，会像彼得。
We will be like Paul and Peter.
我们要察觉到这人生的现实。
We will come to realize this world.
当我们看我们自己肉身。
When we look at our bodies.
看我们的体肤。
When we look at our skin.
看我们一日不如一日啊。
We are worse by the day.
我们要从好像一棵树的一个从它的新绿、新路、新的绿色开始。
We shall be like a tree, starting with the bud.
那到了夏天的茂盛。
Until the time of the summer when it blooms.
现在已经一叶知秋，我们知道秋天到了。
When it comes time for the fall,
你看到叶子渐渐的变黄变红。
You see that the leaves turn yellow and red.
那不久以后，整个叶子掉光了。
Not long after, the leaves would all come off.
再来北风，所谓的朔风，再来一扫，全部不见了。
Then the north wind shall blow, and everything will disappear.
那这些叶子是谁呢
？And who are these leaves?
这个叶子从春到夏，夏到秋，秋到冬，这个四个季节。
These leaves go through the four seasons.
岂不在说我们人生的现实吗？
Are they not speaking the reality of life?
我们从这个好像朝阳的这个青少年时期。
Just like when we were a teenager at the the prime of a life.
就好像到日正中天的这个中壮的时期。
And coming to the midday, when we are in our midlife.
到达圣经所说的日头平息，下午四点三点的时候。
Until the time when the sun is about to set.
那剩下两个钟头，按照六点他们的习惯，就是日落，就是黄昏，就是另外一个天了。
And for that 2 hours at the very end, when the sun is actually setting,
that's another time period.
Can we really linger in the tabernacle?
我们听说都是借用的。
We are actually being loaned.
我们借用这个地面，我们借用这个房子。
We are actually borrowing this earth and this house.
我们借用这个衣服。
We borrow this clothes.
我们借用这个车子。
We borrow the cart.
因为将来我们不见的时候，这些都要还给别人。
Because when the day comes for us to disappear, all these things shall be returned.
就好像我们住在这帐篷，不久以后就要离开了，又归别人来住了。
Just like how we are living in the tabernacle, one day we shall leave, and it shall be for others to live.
人在德国的乡下会常常看到屋子这个 gable 这个地方，就是这个檐下的这墙上会写着字。
In the rural area of Germany, you'll see that there's this writing.
啊，就会说你看到人抬出来吗？
Do you see that men are being carried out?
你假如住这里不久以后，你也会被抬运出去的。
After you live here for a while, you shall also be carried out.
这是警示的语言。
This is a warning to the world.
在提醒说人生不会长久。
It is reminding the world that men is not,
这个房子
is not forever.
房子算是你买的，你是用那个 mortgage 来买的。
Even though you purchase your house with a mortgage.
但是讲到头来你不能长住。
But at the end, you cannot be there for a long time. You must leave.
这看起来好像叶子掉光一样。
This is just like how the leaves would all fall.
这一代春夏秋冬都要过去的。
For this generation, with all the seasons, they will come to pass.
就好像我们今天看不到这个1906年大地震所留下相片的那些人们。
Just like today, we no longer see those who survived from the 1906 earthquake.
啊，这是一个很悲哀的事情。
This is a very great.
这也是人生的无奈。
This is also something that we cannot do anything about.
我们的无助。
This is something we're helpless.
但是保罗跟彼得。就跟一般的凡人不一样。
But Paul and Peter were not like other men.
因为他知道这个现阶段的这个今生的帐篷一过。
Because they knew that once their tents have come to pass.
他应该到神所预备的天上永存的房屋。
They shall come to dwell in the for eternal dwelling that God will give them.
因此这个帐篷就给我们一个辨别力，一个认识认知。
So this tabernacle is giving us this understanding.
我们看这个人生，
the way we look at this life,
看我们身家环境，
the way we look at what we have in our environment,
在观看我们自己的生命历史，
the way we look at our history.
那意思就是说，你有没有像保罗跟彼得一样的察觉到？
Do we realize what Paul and Peter did?
就好像当年在便帽山上那美好的景色是意象的。是给展示在将来的。
Just like the Mount of Transfiguration, what happened was just a vision to show the world.
给我们盼望。
It gives us hope.
那这个盼望是应该活泼的。
And this hope should be living.
纵然在这个世界上，你还得住帐篷。
Even though in this world we shall continue to live in tabernacle.
像当年游牧族长一样的逐水草而居。
Just like the nomads or the patriarchs, they had to live in a tent.
或是像这种在行进旷野中的选民一样。
During the journey of the wilderness,
他们没有安息。
They did not have rest.
一直要进入迦南才安息。
They had to enter into the land of Canaan.
可是希伯来书三章四章又说他们没有真正的安息。
And in Hebrews, it mentioned that they did not have true rest.
因为他们在神所要给的迦南美地没有遵照神的命令。
Because they did not follow the commandment of God and the land of promise.
他们背信，他们违约，他们触犯神。
They had disobeyed God and they had broken the promise.
他们在宗教跟在这个社会道义、良心道德方面，他们亏欠了神。
In the religion and also in the ethics, they have fallen short.
就面临着这人生的动乱、家国的不安。
That's why they had encountered the unrest of this world and of their country.
所以神就预备另一个安息。
That's when God prepared another rest.
那是主耶稣里头在信主的人可以得到的主内的安息。
And that is the rest that can be found in the Lord Jesus.
但是这个安息也会借着肉体的不见。
But this rest can also disappear with the disappearing of the body.
它应该转移到以后主耶稣要说给我们的永远的天家。
It will transfer into this heavenly kingdom that God will give us in the future.
因此呢，主耶稣在约翰十四章一节到三节说。
Therefore, Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
主耶稣跟门徒大概有三年相处的时光。
There was a period of about 3 years when Jesus was with his disciples.
等到他执行了天父的这个十字架的事工以后，他得回家，回到天家去。
After he had finished the work of the cross, he had to return back to the Father.
所以这三十几年的光阴，主耶稣也是暂时在地面上。
These 30-some years, Jesus was also on earth.
但是他跟我们不一样。
However, he was different.
因为我们有些人是庸庸碌碌的这样的过一生。
Some people actually lived this life without realizing what's going on.
一生这样的无所事事。
And we didn't really have much going on.
他们把时间用在这闲等、闲坐、闲话这种闲的这个字眼跟懒的字眼上头。
They spend this life on being lazy and also doing meaningless things.
没有这生产。
They did not become productive.
没有创造。
They did not create.
没有完全的建立自己。
They did not build up themselves.
没有去造就别人。
They did not edify others.
更不要说到荣耀神的事情。
Much less to say to glorify God.
那这种人生。
Then this kind of life.
虽然是暂时的，但是没有什么意义的。
Though temporary has no meaning.
因为他没有创造力，没有生产力。
Because they did not create and they did not become productive.
对神国、对人世间没有贡献的。
They did not contribute to this world or to the kingdom of God.
但另外一种人有贡献。
But there is another type of people with contribution.
有着成就。
With achievement.
这个成就不在功名利禄，不在富贵这方面。
But this achievement is not in the fame, power, and wealth.
是在人性的关怀，在人道主义上他们的贡献的。
But rather in the way of morality.
Humanity and
also in humanitarian.
他们真的是在捐自己的，捐一己之力来贡献别人。
They really have done what they could to benefit others.
那新主人更有很多的，在这今生虽然短暂日子，他们能够有生产力，有创造力。
Those who believe in the Lord, they also in their short life were able to be productive and creative.
这是非常可贵的。
This is very precious.
因此呢，不管在这个地面上帐篷日子多么短暂。
Therefore, it does not matter how short this life of ten is.
人生要过得相当充实，相当有意义。
We must live a very full and bountiful life.
所以我们可以看到，难怪摩西律法上有一个祝棚节。
That's why we see that in the law of Moses there is a feast of tabernacle.
因为把这个祝棚的这个第七个月的第十五天到二十一天。
From the seventh month of the 15th day to the 21st.
他们编织这种柳这种番石榴啦和杨树啦这种枝叶把它变成一个帐篷。
They actually used the leaves of certain fruits and trees to make into a tabernacle.
在尼希米记八章可以看出它的细节。
In this Nehemiah chapter 8, you can see the details.
他们就在这个帐篷里头住一个礼拜。
Then they live in the tent for a week.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们第一个很重要的宗教意义。
Because first of all, there is a religious meaning.
因为来纪念神当年来带领百姓出埃及行旷野进迦南的整个过程。
They have to remember how God led them out of Egypt through the wilderness and into Canaan.
因此呢，这第一个意义对我们来说也相当有相关的。
This first meaning is also very closely related to us.
就从神的救赎历史，从我们进入到主内的这段历程来说。
From the salvation of God and how we enter into His grace.
我们住在这地面上。
We live in this world.
日子虽短少。
Even though our days are short,
我们可以想念神怎么带领我们过旷野，这种进迦南这个过程。
But we can actually experience how God lead us through the wilderness into Canaan.
那第二个意义，
the second meaning,
就是他们在这帐篷里头，
which is that they are in the tabernacle.
来更想到在他们这现世这个意义在哪里。
And to see What is the meaning of this life?
啊，就是说我们在这个日子要真的珍惜。
That is to say, we must treasure our days.
会想到保罗以后的保罗跟彼得同样的联想。
Just like how Peter and Paul had thought about this.
就是说我们还是人生像寄居的帐篷一样。
That we are just passerbys of this life.
所以难怪诗篇九十篇说。
This is why Psalm 90 says,
主啊，求你指教我，主啊，数算我们的日子。
Lord, teach me to number up my days.
好叫我们得智慧的心。
So that we can have a heart of wisdom.
我们数算吧。
Let us count our days.
我们来想想这暂时的今生，我们做多少对神国、对人世间有益的事。
Let us think about how much meaning we have contributed to this world.
我们做到如何的利己，建立自己。
We also look into how we build up ourselves.
不管在这个学习上头、社会服务上头、对神国的尽力尽心来服侍上头。
Whether it is in learning, in contributing to the society, or in the word of God.
还有我们要思考的，我们造就别人多少。
Also, we need to think about how much we have edified others.
很多人是自私自利，只从自己的观点来赢自己的利益。
Many people look at things very selfishly, always wanting things for themselves.
往往没有想到这个很多的他者需要我们的关怀，我们的投入的。
They don't think about other people's needs or other things that require our giving.
那第三个
，the third，
也是很重要的
，which is also
important. 我们做各方面灵修侍奉神，荣耀的神，荣耀了多少
？In our spirituality and also in our servitude.How much are we glorified God?
这就是我们在从帐篷上可以领悟到的一些道理。
These are the teachings we can learn from tabernacles.
愿神让我们在这个文篇上头的字眼。
May God help us through the words.
啊，再加上他的所有的历史所要教导我们的意义。
As well as his history teaches the meaning of.
再加上神方面的道理。
This is also in addition to the Word of God.
我们借着查考，那能够有深入。
Through our study, we can really enter into the depth.
我们这样感谢神。
We thank God.
我们想这样子来唱诗157首。
Let's sing hymn 157.